I'm Big Al with Country Music News International, and with us is a young lady that is making her way up through the ranks of country music, country pop, and so much more, and her name is Olivia Lynn. It's great to have you with us.
Hiya, thank you so much for having me.
You have really created quite a stir in country music, but I want to talk just a moment about Dolly Parton, because she is the one that made you decide to get into country music. Can you kind of tell us a little bit about that, Olivia?
Yeah, of course. So I was introduced to country music when I was younger through my nana, so my grandma. She used to, if we'd be driving in the car, she'd put on a CD and it'd be Dolly Parton or Shania Twain, Patsy Cline, songs like that. And from there, I've always had like a love for country, but straight away I never pursued it, because when I was younger, I didn't feel as a young person that it was very in, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But as I got older and, you know, pursued it a bit more, got into songwriting a lot more, and with my songs I like to storytell, and that's what country's all about, then yeah, I kind of, you know, picked up from where I left off my childhood and pursued it from there. But yeah, Dolly Parton was one of the first ever country artists I ever listened to.
So Dolly Parton is the one that got you started in the country music. Let's mention your website, and that is olivialynofficial.com, correct?
Yeah.
And a lot of people can go and check out all of your music, and you've got quite a few singles out. I think Ain't It a Shame, that was a single that you had out, six, 8 months ago?
I think, so Ain't It a Shame I released before I Saw Red. So I'd say that was about 4 or 5 months ago.
Well, I'm an old guy, so my time doesn't go as good as yours with a young mind like that. So I know that is a great tune. You're developing a sound. Tell us about that song, Ain't It a Shame.
So Ain't It a Shame, with all my songs, I try and make sure that all of my songs all my songs are pretty much personal experiences of mine. And I like to make my songs kind of relatable to other people in different ways. So Ain't It a Shame is about kind of being controlled, being told what to do, what to wear. For me, it was a male that was telling me to do these things. You know, don't wear that, be more ladylike. Don't say that, don't kind of sit and be quiet and look pretty. That was pretty much how that song kind of came about. And I just had enough, and I was just so sick and tired of like people who I didn't even know would like tell me to act in certain ways and not do certain things. And I was so done with it. And I just thought, you know, I'm going to write a song about it and how I will do what I want and I'll wear what I want and I'll party with who I want. And so that's how the song came about. And it is kind of directed at a few people. And I'm sure they know who they are, but we don't say names, stay respectful. But yeah, I really enjoy singing that song. I think because it is such an upbeat and like poppy tune, and because it means so much to me, and I get really sassy when I sing it. So I sing with a lot of attitude, but yeah.
That brings me to another question, since you mentioned that. On your website, which once again is olivialynofficial.com, I see you have a mental health tab, and I kind of went in there and read a little bit about that. Why don't you explain what the mental health tab is about?
The mental health tab is kind of, I've had my own personal experiences with mental health, and I've struggled with mental health since I started high school. I was severely bullied in high school and I ended up dropping out in year 9, and I was homeschooled at home and did all my learning from home. So I struggled really badly with, at first I didn't really open up, and then when I finally did, it was just ways of coping and knowing that things are going to get better. I ended up in hospital, and I just don't want anyone feeling the way that I did, feeling invalidated, feeling... Like I felt when I was bullied that I didn't have a good enough reason to be bullied. You know, I was a good kid. I was respectful. I got my work done. I had good grades. And people don't really understand that jealousy, not to sound like that big-headed at all, because that is not the way I want to come across. But because I had good grades and the kids that were bullying me didn't, little things like that can trigger these situations. And I felt like every time I told someone, oh yeah, I dropped out because I was bullied, it was like, why were you bullied? And then I'd be like, oh, just like, I think it's just kind of a jealousy thing. Like, I was a good kid, I got my grades. Oh, like, that's not really a real reason to be bullied though, is it? And it just, it was invalidated a lot, and it still has been invalidated throughout my whole entire life. And I don't want anyone feeling like their situation or their problem that's going on is too big or too small to talk about, to be resolved. And it does get better. Sometimes it takes a long time. For me, I'm still healing. I'm not fully healed. And I think a lot of people just assume that because I'm older and I'm doing really good things, which I'm really, really proud of, that I'm automatically okay. But I still have bad days. Everyone has bad days, you know. Not everyone's perfect. And it's a harsh reality, but I think people need to know that. And also, it's a good way to, you know, raise awareness to the bullies. You know, some bullies don't even realize they're doing it. And there's so many different ways and different types of bullying. There's cyberbullying, physical bullying, emotional bullying, you know, verbal abuse, indirect bullying. You know, did you know whispering behind someone's back and making comments about them when they're right there, that's indirect bullying. And kids nowadays won't even realize that. So I think it's a great way to not only have a safe space for the victim, but also to try and get out there that you can stop being a bully. You know, it's a horrible thing. I despise it. However, I know that sometimes there's stuff going on in other people's lives and they inflict that pain or reflect that onto someone else. And it's not an excuse, but yeah, I think it's just a way to, you know, kind of promote things. Sorry, I just kind of went off on a tantrum there, but yeah.
No, you explained it very well. My thought is, Olivia, is people that have something special that's inside them and they want to get it out to make the world better, they're always a little bit different than other people. Mm. And a lot of people don't know how to take that. And you're special from the music that I listen to of yours and what I've read about you. You've got something special that's going on, and it's just going to keep getting bigger and bigger. You know, you were mentioned in the same breath as Lady Gaga and Beyonce, and, you know, my mouth dropped open when I seen that. So how do you feel about that?
Yeah, it's kind of a surreal, crazy feeling, to be honest. It doesn't get any, like, what's the word? It doesn't get any, like, easier, but not in a bad way. But yeah, it is a crazy and surreal feeling, and I just can't believe, like, I never thought I'd end up where I am now and doing the things I am doing. Like, if you asked me or if you told me that I was doing all of this when I was in high school, I wouldn't have believed you.
So you're in the top 5 for downloads. Is that around the world, or is that England or the United States combined?
I'm not actually too sure if that's just the UK or combined.
Well, whether you are or not, you're in the top 5, and that's what makes the difference. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Your latest single, I Saw Red, and you can explain the song, but I've got another question with that I think will probably blend right in as we take the time here to finish up. But you're creating something, and it's a sound, and I hear that sound not only in your music but in your voice, and it's a country pop sound, which I think that's a legacy that you're going to be leaving. Let me ask this, and then we'll get to the song I Saw Red. What is in your head and what you're hearing, is your recording team and everybody that's working with you, evidently you're conveying the correct sound to them, because it's definitely different. When I hear your voice after the 2 or 3 songs that I've listened to, I know it's you. So with that, talk about the sound that you're creating, and talk about the single, I Saw Red.
The sound that I'm creating, when I started off, I'm so honest in these interviews. Sometimes I'm too honest. But when I first started creating country pop, I stuck to... I felt like I was in a bit of a... I had to follow everyone else, do what everyone else is doing, and I'll make it big. So I was like, okay, I'll follow these people, follow these amazing artists. Like, don't get me wrong, all these artists are amazing, but they're famous because they're doing what they do. And I was just kind of following on from that. And then when I started releasing songs like I Love It, which was, I think, the third or fourth song I released, I produced a new sound, and that was like a country rock mixed with country pop. So country rock pop, I don't really know what to call it, but and from there, I obviously then released Ain't It a Shame and I Saw Red, and they just kept getting more. I feel like each song I produce is more me, like it's more country rock pop, which is the genre that I now want to be in. I don't want to just be country pop. I'm really, really enjoying what I'm working with at the minute. And I think there's a big, big stigma around country. And I've heard a few artists who are just country, like pure country through and through, are a bit angry that this sound of country is being, new different sounds of country are being brought out. So country pop, country rock. And I think that's crazy to me, because if someone is creating a new sound, why would you not want to give it a try? Why would you not want to listen to it? And yeah, so that's kind of where my sounds come from. And I like to compare myself. I don't know why this just came out. I don't know why I did it, but it just did. I like to try and be like the Lady Gaga of country rock and country pop. Like, I want to be different. I don't just want to be a traditional, like for example, little things like traditional cowboy boots, traditional cowboy hat, and like a plaid shirt with denim shorts. That's not what I want to be. That is beautiful, and that is like amazing. And to all the artists out there who are like that, go you. But for me, there's something inside me that is like, I just want to be different. I don't want to be like everyone else. So for me, it's like hot pink cowboy hat, and you know, like orange cowboy boots, blue cowboy hat. Like, I just want to be different, and not only my image, but my songs and my sound as well. And with all my music, I like to make it relatable. I like to tell a story and make it personable, and I like to, you know, kind of make it in a way so people can interpret my songs how they want to interpret my songs. That was a bit of a rant as well, but that's my sound.
No, it's great. You know, your excitement has got me excited. And yeah, really, it does. And I seen that on your videos and on your website. And I really want to have everybody go to OliviaLynnOfficial.com and watch this young lady. And of course, you can pick up all the music right there and her single. But this sound, the country pop, I think it's, I believe it's going to be something that people is really going to dig into, especially when they see you out and about on a public stage, because you're just natural at it.
Thank you. No, thank you so much.
Well, listen, thank you so much for taking the time to be with us here on Country Music News International. Everybody, you can follow Olivia, of course, on Country Music News International. And you can go to her website, OliviaLynnOfficial.com. Pick up that brand new single, I Saw Red. Olivia, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you.